Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We now go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring on a great friend of the program. He is Coach David Thorpe. Coach, it's been a minute. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm very well, man. I'm very well. All right, let's start with the trade itself. What did you think of the Cavs trading for Andre Drummond?
I think I just heard the end of what you were saying. There's no risk. You always look at risk-reward. And so when the reward can be pretty good, let's not say it's a game-changer, but pretty good, and there's very little risk because of what may happen. I mean, at most, they're going to be stuck with him for another year. If he opts in, I don't think that he will, but I don't really know. It's fine. I don't know what they're thinking. I haven't known what they're thinking when they drafted
one
many guys in a row.
I still feel responsible, and I'll always feel responsible.
Sorry, Coach. Sorry about that, man.
Okay. But if they're thinking, I happen to be a Kevin Love fan and really started watching him a lot when he was in Minnesota. If I was their coaching staff, I would go back to those years where he matched up with Pekovic, who's not like Drummond in the sense that they look a lot different, and they certainly have different styles. But Pekovic played as a true center, and Love played off of that, and they had incredible offenses. Especially for a season or two, and Rubio was the point guard who couldn't shoot, and they still had a top five offense or so for most of the season. So I think playing Drummond with Love could do some things, which would be very helpful. Sexton obviously is an incredibly important player, but I think part of this is they're stuck with Kevin Love. They might as well try to get more out of him, but I think Drummond can help unlock that a little bit.
Do you think Kevin Love still has that in him, Coach? Can he still be that great playmaker that we saw in his early days in Minnesota?
Sure. I don't know that he could be yet. I mean, he was an MVP-level player. They just had a terrible bench, and Rick Adelman, I think, was kind of done as a coach and wasn't doing a whole lot except for he wanted his offense to look pretty, and it did. So he won't be at that level. But, I just watched him play the other night. He still moves okay. He's still a skilled player. If you put him on a better team, he would look much better. And so this is where Andre, I don't know what they're thinking, but my guess is that they think Andre will help improve Kevin Love's game some, and will be an upgrade himself at center. And if Sexton continues to grow, I mean, he and Garland are so young, as Osmond is too, then they can start inching away back up into relevance to the eighth spot. This is not a big thing. It's going to be an incremental improvement, I think.
What do you think of Colin Sexton so far this year, Coach? Because as I've been watching him, he's sadly reminding me more and more of Steve Francis as every day goes on, where it's just kind of empty calories and a bunch of points, and it really doesn't get you very far.
So I'm not one of those people who thinks that that a bunch of points is a bad thing. I'm not saying that you think that, but...
No, I mean, I know what you mean.
I think that, generally speaking... average intellect basketball people feel like bad teams have no good players and only the good teams have good players. This is stupid. We see this all the time. There's an example. If you want to say Golden State's dumb for taking Wiggins, you can, but they've not been dumb for a long time. They're thinking that Wiggins on a better team with much better players and much smarter, dedicated players and, quite frankly, a better franchise, they think Wiggins will be at least a step forwards and not backwards, right? Colin Sexton is, what, he just turned 21?
Yep.
Like Garland, I think, just is about to turn 20 or just turned 20. They're babies, really, in every sense of the word as it relates to professional basketball. So I think that I don't love the combination. I think that Sexton is limited defensively but should get better, at least almost be average at some point. When he gets stronger, too, that'll help. He's so young for that. But I think he can score, and there's value in that. You just got to put a much better system around him, much better players around him, smarter players, the veteran guys. But I think the bigger thing is culture, and I've said this and I've written this at True Hoop. a number of times over the last year at Troop.com, culture eats strategy for breakfast. I don't know what the culture is there. I mean, they may all be nice guys, whatever. I don't know about that. I don't know where they're going. I studied 30 teams in the NBA. There's a good handful of them that I have no clue what their long-term thoughts are because you can't see it on the court. This is one of those teams. So if you pluck Colin Sexton out of where he was right now, and let's say put him on a middling team like the Spurs, I think you wouldn't think he's giving empty calories because I think they play with a little more purpose. Put him on the Raptors, he'd be really darn good. He's still young. He's still going to make mistakes, but they need him to be a great player, I think, because I don't know that anyone else on the team has a chance to be great.
Coach David Thorpe joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's must-read at truehoop.com and has been must-see for an extended period of time. Coach, I've loved your breakdowns, and what you guys did for the trade deadline was awesome as well. What do you think of what John Beilein is doing there? Because I know you're talking about culture a little bit earlier, and that's the big thing that he developed when he was in Michigan. It seems like that culture isn't finding its way to the NBA. Are you seeing the same thing?
So honestly, I don't know, but I think you're making a really important point that everyone should be talking about, and that is this. It's hard. It's hard to turn professional basketball losers into professional basketball winners. It's why you don't see it a whole lot. It's why teams are reticent to just suddenly go from pretty good to terrible. It's hard to recover from that. And once LeBron left, obviously, it's been a hole, basically. And so it's going to be a test of Beilein's persistence and personality, right? They've had some issues there, as you well know, better than I. He did a great job. Everywhere he's gone, I can tell you very comfortably, the rest of the coaches in his league thought he was an elite coach. You don't get that a lot. I have a lot of coaching friends. I've been doing this for over 3 decades now. They don't love to compliment their competitors. Everyone complimented Beilein everywhere he went. So that's in college. I happen to think that a good coach is a good coach no matter where he goes. So it's all met now. Really, it comes down to can he connect with those guys? And that's where culture comes in. The coach is a huge part of that, as does management, right? The executive group. They've got to do a great job of getting people to believe, okay, we're on the right track. This is one thing where they really failed in Minnesota. When Kevin Love was there, they just no one really believed they'll ever figure things out. So I think that he's got the basketball mind. I like the stuff they run offensively. I like the open post a number of possessions, and then with Truman for sure, they'll certainly get posts up for both players. I think they'll play off Truman in the pinch post, which is a lot of how Kevin Love was successful in Minnesota is pinch post action, where either he was in the pinch post making plays or playing off of it. I think he and Drummond could do very good high-low actions together. Very, very, very good. Drummond's a very good passer, as you probably know. But it comes down to, do they believe this is the bottom line? Do they believe things can get much better? Because if they do and they start putting the work every day, you'll see it. But they have to believe it first, and that's on the coach to get them to believe.
All right, let's look around the league a little bit here, Coach, for a bit. So the big trade out of the deadline was D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins going from the Golden State Warriors to the Minnesota Timberwolves. What did you think of that move for each team?
I don't know that I would say that. I mean, that was a big trade. I thought the biggest one was, in terms of what's going to impact the league, is Marcus Morris's deal, but going to the Clippers.
Oh, interesting. We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So I wanted Russell to – I wrote about this. I wanted Russell to go to Philadelphia and Ben Simmons to go to Golden State. I thought Russell and Embiid would be fantastic together. I wasn't crazy because that's exactly what Minnesota's been, you know, wanting to do. They want to partner up those two, Karl-Anthony Towns with D'Angelo Russell. Like everyone, we're all concerned about what it's going to mean defensively. Cat has been so terrible, sadly, as a defender. Russell has never been a good defender either. Russell especially is young. They can improve there, but I think the Minnesota executives are the smartest they've had in years. I'm not convinced that this is what's going to get them very far, but I think they're going to move in the right direction, at least getting rid of Wiggins' contract because it wasn't working in Minnesota. I happen to be a D'Angelo Russell fan. And so, I'm hopeful for the franchise. They've been terrible for so long, but I think they need a lot of help still, and I'm not sure it's going to be the final place for those two. But they're buddies. They did the deal probably because everyone's kind of heard behind the scenes that Towns wanted to play with Russell, and now he is in Minnesota. Otherwise, they might have partnered somewhere else. So they placated their superstar offensive player, and that's what he is. He's a superstar offensive player, and now it's time he starts guarding people and helping.
All right, Coach David Thorpe joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, truehoop.com. All right, why was the Morris trade to you the biggest impact trade?
I thought the Milwaukee Bucks, I think everyone probably thinks they're the best team in the league. They're almost, amazingly enough, flying under the radar because of what we've had in L.A. and then, of course, the tragedy with Kobe. Meanwhile, I think they've lost 7 games on the season or something like that. I haven't looked at the record recently, but I think it's at 7 losses. They're amazing. And I think the Clippers were the likely top competitor from the West along with the Lakers if they did one more thing. And they did. They ended up getting a very, very good player who's a two-way player. And then don't forget this. It was a couple years ago, Boston picked him up, and no one really understood why. But I was at ESPN then, and we learned through Second Spectrum that the number one defender of LeBron James in the league was Marcus Morris based on Second Spectrum's metrics. So I'm not telling you that he can shut LeBron down, but when you throw in him and Pat Bev and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, those are now 4 bodies they can throw at LeBron, and probably 3 of those 4 against Anthony Davis for possession, because Davis spent some time in the perimeter too. And he's a 20-point per game scorer this year for the first time, and he's got some experience obviously in the postseason. So I think they're now the significant favorite to win the West, assuming everyone's healthy, which is not a fair assumption. But and they give them some depth too, because now they can have one of those wings miss a game or two, and still have enough guys to both defend and score. So I think it pushes the Clippers a little bit farther ahead of the Lakers in terms of their postseason projections.
You think anybody challenges the Bucks in the East? Are you a believer in Miami, or do you think Philly's going to get it together?
I would say Toronto is the biggest threat in the East. I think both those teams you mentioned, well, Philadelphia, it's possible to get it together, but I feel like the wheels are shaky. Miami's expertly coached, and they're intriguing, and Adebayo has become this amazing player, and Jimmy Buckets obviously is a very talented guy, and there's a culture there, a work ethic culture, a toughness culture that Pat Riley has installed there for a decade plus, the way they've been doing it. And so, yeah, I think that it's possible they could pull the upset. Toronto, to me, is the more intriguing team because they won the championship last year, and they really believe that's another place where the culture jumps out of the arena. And they've got the star in Siakam, and Lowry is so tough and battle-tested. I would favor Milwaukee heavily, but it's not at all out of the realm of possibility that Toronto would win the East again.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. We will definitely have you back on before Billion starts, because we got to talk about last season. We never got around to that, and preview this season. So we will definitely talk Billions.
Thank you.
Not a problem, man. Talk to you later. Thanks as always.
You got it.
He is Coach David Thorpe, truehoop.com. Read him there. He is must read. Every time I talk to him, I feel smarter. Every time I speak to him, I immediately know more about basketball than I ended before.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.